Misha starts off in the beginning of the seventh paragraph. If you make a neder that your isha, your wife, is not allowed to get anah from you, until 30 days, you should make a parnas to feed her. More than that, you have to be megarasher. So Rabbi Kiveger in the Darim Dafim Hay has a very sadistic chakira in how to understand this. What is the pasha, the case of the Mishnah over here? What does it mean your mother is ishta milahenesloy? Is it the pshat that your mother her to get hana from your nechassim? You're saying that my nechassim are asar on you, so it's an isar on the chefts of the nechassim. Or is it the pshat you're not asking your nechassim, but you're asking yourself, you can't get hana from me. You're asking her from getting hana from the gavra, the baal. So is it a isar, you're being asering the chefts of the nechassim on her, or you're asering getting hana from you? And Rabbi Kiveger is very bothered because it seems to be stirs menei bei within the sugya. On the one hand, he says, it's mavur from the Gemara Mabez, that the Isser Hana is from you, not from your nechassim, because the Gemara Sekasha, it says, how could you make a parnas? Your parnas lav shechusik of it, isn't the parnas doing your shlichus? So if he's being your shliach, then just like you can't be mefarnas, your parnas can't do it either. So if you learn the Isser is in Isser being netta from you, then the Gemara has a good kasha, just like you can't be netta from me, you can't be netta from my parnas who is working on my behalf as a shliach. But if the pshat is that I asered my nechassim, then what type of kasha is that? So the parnas will use his own nechassim, not my nechassim, and there's no iser here at all. So the chayr is mavur from that kasha in the Gemara that this hana is from the baal, not from his nechassim. Another Rabbi Kiveger brings this from Rashi and Taisus over here. Both Rashi and Taisus, the first Rashi Hamadir, first Taisus, they both dan is tashmish nichla on this iser hana or not. And they have a slight machlekes how much it's nichla, but lemaisa there's a havamina, there's a makom to say that tashmish would be nichla on the iser of the amadus ishtam ilanisla. So if you learn it's an iser on the gavra, then fine. Then just like you can't get hana from me in terms of mezonis, you can't get hana in terms of tashmish. All hana is also for me. But if the pshat is it's an iser on the nechassim, then tashmish mandacha shemei. Why would there be any havamina? The tashmish is included. That's not a chefetz. It's pasha the tashmish would be mutas. So from the fact that they're handling of tashmish is nichla or not, that would be a raya l'chara that the isovir is an iser to be netta from the gavra, not to be netta from the nechassim. So those are two rayas that the iser is from the nechassim. I'm sorry, from the gavra, and not from the nechassim. But the problem is, in fact, the begeger from the gemara's kasha is not like that. The gemara's kasha became in the meshubet la hechim matzim la. Since he's a meshubet, how can it be madher b'chlal? How can the netter be chal? The chayr can't make a netter to break the shibet, and then he's mechuyev to feed her. But it's mavur from the gemara that making the netter would break the shibet because you can't. She can no longer get her mezainis. Effectively, kaveger, if there is anos from the gavra, not from the nechassim, then what's the whole kasha? You can make a netter. You can't be netter from me, but you could still feed her mezainis. That's not considered hana. Hana means I'm giving you something extra. I'm giving you something which you don't deserve. But over here, if I have a chayv, I have a chiyuv to give you mezainis, that's not hana. I'm just being parei a chayv that I have to you. So the whole kasha of the gemara doesn't make sense. Why is this a steer to the netter to give her to pay up a chayv that you owe her? Elamai is like the big beggar. It's mavur from the gemara's kasha that it's not an iser to be netter from the gavra. It's an iser to be netter from the nechassim. And therefore, even though it's true that I'm paying you up a chayv, elamai, so you're getting hana from my chayfets. You can't get hana from my chayfets if that chayfets is also on you. So from that kasha of the gemara, it would be mavur that's iser hana on the chayfets. But from the gemara's kasha of the beis, it's mashma it's iser hana on the nechassim. I'm sorry, on the gavra. And it's also much like that from Rashi and Tosfos, who have a havamina to include tashmish amita. So it's a stir menei bei what exactly the iser is. So luli advarav, I would think that lachar you could say that avada the iser is to be nana from the gavra, like it's mashu from Rashi and Tosfos and from the Gemara Mabez. Aye, what's the Gemara's kasha? Came in the meshubat lahechem atzim ma'adir la lachar. It's not hana. You're being parei achayv. Lachar luli abikvega. You could say that that's also considered hana. Hana doesn't mean I'm giving you something extra, something free. As long as I'm giving you something, you're getting hana from me. That's called a hana. Hana means that you got something more that you didn't have before because of me. It doesn't mean that you got it for free. It could be I'm mechuyev to give it to you, whatever it is. But if I'm giving you something, there's something added to your bank account because of me, that's hana. That's considered hana. And that would be, therefore, it's considered hana, even though it's a parei achayv. And Lo'elam could say that the iser is from the gavra, not from the chavtza, like it's masha from the other rayas.